But the summer passed and the badger never came along. Soon the days grew shorter, and the cold weather kept the animals inside their comfortable houses. The rat slept a lot in the winter, going to bed early and getting up late. During his short day, he wrote songs and did small jobs in the house. And of course, there were always animals calling in for a comfortable talk round the fire, telling stories, and remembering the good times and the adventures of the past summer. One afternoon, while the rat was sleeping peacefully in front of the fire, the mole decided to go out by himself and take a walk in the wildwood. "Perhaps," he thought, "I'll meet Mr. Badger, and then I can introduce myself." It was a cold afternoon with a hard gray sky. The mole hurried along, enjoying the quietness of the winter day, and after a time, he saw in front of him the black shape of the wild wood. He was not at all frightened at first. It was a strange, dark place, but the mole found that exciting. He went deeper and deeper into the wood, where the light was less and the trees grew close together. Everything was very still now, and the darkness seemed to come down quickly, shutting the mole off from the outside world. Then the faces began. Out of the corner of his eye, the mole thought that he saw a face looking at him from a hole, a little narrow face with hard, unfriendly eyes. When he turned to look straight at it, the thing had disappeared.